Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the 7 steps to take before you buy a car.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Oh man, there is nothing like the smell of a new car. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? That smell that just lingers for like a few months after you buy your car and you just, I don't know, it makes you feel like you want to go down to the garage and like sit in your car in the middle of the night just to literally smell that smell. I know you've been there, right? So I know you're not laughing at me. I know you have been, even if you buy a used car, right? There's still this like, I don't know where there's this sense, and I don't know if it, I think it also comes from like a sense of pride, like, oh my gosh, I bought this. Then maybe you're followed up by the sense of like, oh crap, now I gotta actually pay for this car. But there's nothing like, probably, okay, maybe a new baby smell is probably pretty good, right? I don't have a baby, but I hear that the new baby smell is pretty awesome. So that may be better than buying a new car, but there's just something about buying a new car. And I know that Memorial Day is coming up, 4th of July is coming up, and those are amazing times to head out and buy a car. A lot of times people are thinking, you know, in the summer, you're thinking about buying a house, you're thinking about buying a car, you're thinking about a lot of different kind of big purchases like that. And so I wanted to talk to you about the 7 steps to take before you buy a car. And these are steps that often we don't think about whenever we're going out to make a big purchase. You know, we usually just kind of like know we want to buy a car and we have, you know, been eyeing a particular car forever and kind of drooling over that car. And then we literally just go out to the dealer and buy a car. And, you know, I'm not a fan of the dealer experience. I love to negotiate. Don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite things. I usually go to the dealership whenever any of my friends want to buy a car because I pull out the calculator when they're trying to get down to numbers. And, I get really quiet. And every time they kind of look at me like, well, what is this blonde chick doing with her calculator? And then I just kind of look up at them and go, oh, by the way, I'm a certified financial planner and I'm just going to do my own calculations here, because I want to make sure that I'm getting a good deal. And it always freaks them out, especially if it's a guy. He always kind of looks at me like, oh, crap, I've got someone here who actually knows what she's doing. And so I just kind of hammer them on all of the different items. But I get it. Like, it's not fun for a lot of people, right? It actually is a chore for you. That's probably why you love the new car smell, because you're so freaking exhausted from the actual buying process. So the first tip really is, and this sounds so logical, but we don't spend time doing this. Find a car that actually fits your budget and your lifestyle. Look, I know that especially when you're in your 20s, the idea of buying a luxury car, buying something with leather, it's all equipped, et cetera, is, something that is definitely on the wish list. It was on mine when I was in my 20s. I'm not gonna lie to you. I bought a very expensive car in my early 30s. And I am still have that car, and I'm very proud of that car because I paid that car off. I paid all of that car off, and I look back at my decision. I'm like, wow, I love this car. This car is awesome. I feel good in it. I just love how this car rides. I think about all the money that I spent on this car and what I could have done with that money, how I could have transformed that money into more money, and it makes me not sick, but it makes me think, okay, I'm gonna do this differently next time. So, I'm guilty just as much as probably a lot of you listening that the idea of buying a luxury nice car is something that you really want to do, and it makes sense, right? It's like a sense of achievement, of pride. Driving a nice car, it feels good, all of those good things. But I think now, in my later 30s, I think about what kind of car I want to have, and I kind of have a whole different mentality. For me now, it's about, okay, what is an inexpensive car with a great warranty that is low maintenance, that can hold a lot of my stuff, that we can travel with? Like, that's the kind of car I want now, So it's just really interesting how time and perspective change things. But, hey, if you want a luxury car, I'm not gonna tell you not to get the luxury car, right? If you work hard and it fits in with your budget and your lifestyle, be my guest, right? Maybe your priorities change, maybe they don't change. I don't know. I just want to make sure that it fits in with your budget. And so often what happens is we start up-leveling, right? So like maybe we get a new promotion at work. We're making more money. So we're like, okay, well, I can go out and buy, a car that's, $500 a month or $600 a month. And what happens is we start to get this lifestyle creep, right? So we make more money, we spend more money, we don't actually have more money. And it's really the irony that happens. And I've seen it happen with so many people. So, it's an absolute fact that this happens. And so the problem is that we're not getting anywhere, right? We're just like stuck in this perpetual kind of whirlwind of making more money, spending more money, making more money, spending more money. And in case you don't know, a car is actually not the best asset to own. In fact, I hate to even call it an asset. It is an asset if you buy a car. You do have some value in that car. Don't get me wrong. But really, the minute you kind of turn the key on and drive it off the lot, that car loses value. So if you've ever sold a car, right, or traded in a car, you know that you don't get very much for that car. You might get $1,000 or a couple $1,000, but you're not going to get nearly what you paid for that car. It's a depreciable asset. It depreciates over time. Things happen to car, and they're just not worth very much, right? But I get it. You got to drive a car. So just make sure it fits with your budget and your lifestyle. Make sure you can really make that payment. A suggestion that I always make is, pay yourself a car payment for a month or two. That's actually tip number 5. We'll just skip ahead to 5 and then we'll come back to 2. But pay yourself a car payment for a month or two and see how it feels. So you're not actually paying it, right? But you're taking the money out of your bank account or the extra money that it's going to take on top of your car payment now, and you're putting it in your high yield savings account, right? So you're pretending that you don't have that money. Yes, you still have the money. Yes, it's still there. And yes, you can get it to that money if you need to. But the idea is for you to feel what it feels like to make that payment. I also suggest this when you're buying a house. Feel what that feels like to make that payment ahead of time so that you can know either you've got to make more changes in your spending and saving, or, okay, maybe this is comfy. Maybe this works for me, right? All right, number two. I've already talked about so many of these tips in number one. My gosh. Okay, so number two is buying a car is a completely illogical decision, right? It is illogical. It loses value as soon as we drive that thing off the lot, but we need a car. So the best idea is just to make a really smart decision with your car buying. And if you do that, then I think the illogical decision becomes a little bit more logical. And another thing is you really want to pay attention to the warranty, right? What do they cover and for how long? Why is this important? Because there are lots of expensive things in a car, like tires. Have you ever had to get four new tires? It's not cheap. I don't think you can get out for under $400. It's really expensive. If you have a luxury car, I hate to break it to you. You're gonna have to double that amount. It's crazy. The oil changes, anything goes wrong with the engine, and technology now. These cars are so tech heavy that if anything happens to the technology system on a car, forget it, right? Unless it was a recall or something like that from the car dealership. So there are all these really expensive things that could go wrong with the car. And it's important for you to know, whichever car you're choosing, what in the world do you not have to pay for? That's what's really important. What do you not have to pay for? And then what do you have to pay for? Because a lot of warranties, a lot of car dealerships, they'll tell you, oh yeah, everything's covered. You don't even have to worry about a thing. But then when you look at the fine print, you do have to worry because things are not covered. So really make sure before you sign on the dotted line that you understand what your costs are going to be, because I guarantee you something's going to go wrong with the car. And it usually happens like right around the time that the warranty ends, right? Is usually when your car, it's like it just magically knows that this is the time it should start breaking down. And it does. And it gets really, really expensive. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Next, you know, always do a test drive. Again, might sound logical, but you would be amazed at the amount of people who don't do a test drive. They literally just go, oh, I love this car. I want this car and it's a pretty color. No, don't do that. Test drive it. It's like dating, right? The car can look really pretty on the outside, but you need to get to know the car. You need to feel the car. Okay, that sounds kind of bad if we're relating it to dating, but you know where I'm going with this, right? You need to sit in the car, drive the car. How does the car feel? Take the car on the freeway, take it on the side streets, parallel park with the thing. I don't know, but drive the car enough so that you feel comfortable that this is the car for you. Because a car can look really amazing on the outside, and then you get in the car and you try and drive that thing, and it is not so amazing. And you know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of cars out there where it just isn't a fit for you, right? All right, we're back to my number five tip. I'm going to just say this again because, again, I think this is something that if you did this with major purchases, it would really help you feel more comfortable with them, is to pay yourself that car payment. And again, you can apply this to any big purchase you're making. It doesn't have to be a car. It doesn't have to be a house. If you need a new refrigerator or, you know, whatever it is that you need to buy that is a big expense, pay yourself first for like a month and just see how you feel. You know, if you're going to add an extra, you know, $80 or, okay, iPhones are example, right? You go and you want to buy a new iPhone now, you got to make a monthly payment on that thing. You can just pay for the iPhone, but most of us don't do that. Most of us don't pay $1,000 for the phone. We usually take the payment plan. Well, if you've got two phones and if you're married or you're dating someone, you got two phones and you got suddenly $80 extra that you're going to have to pay for, maybe that makes things really tight for you. So it's great to figure those things out ahead of time. Usually doesn't stop you from making the purchase. I know, I get it, right? But at least you'll have some sort of feel of what this feels like every month. And another thing, don't forget car insurance. This is something that it's kind of an afterthought, like, oh yeah, right, I got to get car insurance. But always call your car insurance carrier ahead of time and ask for a quote before you buy the car. You know, if you're going especially from a kind of a lower tier car to a luxury car, you're going to have a steep increase likely in car insurance. And it could be mind numbing at times. So you really want to understand, what is that going to do to your budget? What is that car insurance going to cost you? And find the car that matches with what you can afford. I mean, there are no points here for buying something super expensive that you can't afford. It just doesn't work, right? I don't want you to have your car repoed, or you have to sell something, or anything crazy. I want you to actually be able to afford this thing and have extra money left over that you can do all the smart money moves. You can invest, you can pay off your debt, you can save for whatever goal you want to do. You can go on that awesome vacation, you can start that business, whatever you want to do, right? Don't tie up all your money in a house and a car and all of these things, right? Especially a car. And number seven, you know, let's get back to the financing, the part that we all hate, right? We all hate the idea of a car salesman, right? We see it in so many different movies. They kind of depict the used car salesman as the, you know, really pushy guy who just is like unrelenting and getting us to purchase the car. I hate this process as much as you do, even though I really love to negotiate. I think it's just, it's something that's built in somebody, but I do have to admit, it does get exhausting after a while. I get tired of, you know, trying to save everyone from their car buying dilemmas, and I get tired of doing the math, and I get tired of doing the routine. So I recently did a really cool campaign with a company called AutoGravity. It was myself and three other money experts, and I really wanted to talk to you about AutoGravity because I think what they're doing is so awesome, and it literally takes the stress out of buying a car. You can finance your next car in minutes from the palm of your hand. Once you know what you want, what kind of car you want, what fits in your budget, and you've gone out, you've been a test drive, you've done all these tips, you can head on over to the AutoGravity app where you can choose a car, find a dealership, apply for financing, and select the offer right in the palm of your hand. I think this is genius. Not only does it save you a ton of time, but it saves you all of that stress and frustration of trying to haggle. If you hate haggling, or if you've never bought a car before, this is a great opportunity for you to, you know, kind of have this non-nasty haggling process, but really make an educated decision, because sometimes it's hard when you're in front of somebody that is hammering you. Even though you know the tips, even though you're smart with your money, it's just like, it's brilliant, right? They know how to beat you down. So using AutoGravity to help you find financing for your car takes all of that away. You have time to think. You have time to make a logical decision. You have time to figure out what kind of car really fits with you. I love this idea. I'm so happy that somebody has come up with this idea in the car buying world, because it just makes sense. I'm going to put in the show notes a link to the video that I did with the other money experts, and we talked about all different tips on how to handle all of those ridiculous car expenses that come along with buying a car that are unexpected and, you know, you just don't have in your budget. And there's some really great tips. I was really proud to be a part of this. But more than anything, I think, again, if you're going to buy a car, I think you should check out AutoGravity, check out what they're doing, and see if it works for you, especially if you're timid about going to buy a car, because the financing is the most stressful part, right? There's lots of numbers, there's a ton of paperwork, there's APR, there's all of these bits that can just get you super confused. And it really is why most people hate buying a car, right? We love the new car buying smell. We love how that smells. We love, oh my gosh, the smell of new leather. We love all of that, but we hate what we have to go through to get it. So what if there was a way that you could buy a car, that you could finance your car and not have to go through any of that crap? You could just literally enjoy the sweet smell of your car. I mean, I'm all for it. I don't know about you. But other than that, again, I just really want you to think before you go out and buy this big purchase. What works with your budget? What works with your lifestyle? You know, everyone has to have, seemingly everybody has to have, you know, an SUV or, you know, a particular type of car, right? We'll see trends where those are really popular amongst your friends. And then you sort of feel like, okay, I've got to go out and buy that type of car. But does it actually fit with your lifestyle? You know, I've seen a lot of people buy a lot of teeny, teeny, tiny cars that are gas efficient because their friends are like, oh, you've got to buy this car because it's a socially responsible car, but they can't fit anything in their car, right? And I just recently saw this with somebody who's like a year into, you know, a 4-year financing deal. They have this tiny car and they just got a new girlfriend and they love to go kayaking. And there's no room to fit anything in the tiny car. And he's like, gosh, how do I get out of this? How do I get under this? You know, when you're early on in financing, it's tough because you owe usually more than what the car is worth. So you're kind of stuck a little bit, unfortunately. So find a car that fits your budget. Find one that fits with your lifestyle. And make some smart decisions when you go out to buy your car, all right? As always, please check the show notes. I'm going to have a link to that awesome video that I did for Auto Gravity, so you can check it out. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, if you like this podcast, head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review in iTunes.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.